you use to bathe your face with.
You call that your bath rag.
Uh-huh. And you dry yourself off with it.
You more or less will dry yourself with that same rag. You just squeeze it that dry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what about something big now?
Nowadays you got a bath towel.
Uh-huh. And what did flour used to come in?
Flour used to come in, first flour, ever I see, back in them days, come in half a barrel and barrels.
Mm-hmm.
But the most of common people didn't have enough money to buy half a barrel or a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the store and bought him 2 bits worth or 4 bits worth and got to the paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
You listening?
Mm-hmm.
And the next down through time, the government got putting out flour in sacks.
What was that made out of?
Cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And that cloth was made from the factory. Then they started making sacks to put the flour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd go to the store and buy you from a 10-pound sack to a 100-pound sack,
mm-hmm.
which a 100-pound sack would be called a bear. 50-pound sack would be called a half bear.
Mm-hmm.
12-pound sack would be called a medium.
Mm-hmm.
24-pound sack was kind of like for a large family.
Mm-hmm.
But just one person, man, is white. Sometimes now you don't buy over 10-pound or 5-pound for it to keep fresh of the day.
Mm-hmm. What did feed used to come in?
Feed.
For the cows.
Feed. Well, at one time, you'd have to buy it loose and bring it home,
mm-hmm.
and put it in your, what you call your barn.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called buying it in bulk or bulk?
Buying it in a bulk.
Uh-huh.
That meant buying you a heap of it in that day.
Uh-huh.
That meant I'm buying my feed, but I bought a heap of it, and I bought it in a bulk. I'd rather buy mine in a book because I'd get it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you call that rough cloth, you know, that sacks used to be made out of?
Lois.
Well, that potatoes would be shipped in?
Lois now, well, his rough cloth, he was a mighty good material in slave time back in that day. Yeah, people use that a lot for underclothes,
mm-hmm.
male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use a lot for top clothes,
mm-hmm.
but they would dye it, you know. And you'd say you'd make your apron. I'm going to make my apron out of some lois.
Mm-hmm.
That apron come way down to here then. And you make your a lois.
Towels.
Fine for baths, it's rough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have one now.
What about that brown rough cloth?
Brown rough cloth, I can't think of that.
It's kind of like, I would call it, you said it, all the potatoes and things like
uh-huh.
that. I call it stuff pretty bagging, you know that.
Bagging,
that brown. Heavy stuff, brown.
Mm-hmm.
What about toe sack or croaker sack?
That's what she talking about. That's what she talking about. We call it croaker sacks.
Croaker sack, she talking about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's croaker sack. That is a popular sack. You can get anything in that, potatoes, corn, pea, croaker sack. Croaker sack, put your peas in them. That is a popular sack, croaker sack.
Any other name for that? Do you have your gunny sack or...